come. I have a zit.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, bringing you meditation.
Mom, I have a zit.
Our daughter comes running to us and says, Mom, I have a zit. Mom, I have a pimple. Mom, I'm doing all sorts of terrible things. Mom, help me. Mom, what am I going to do? The daughter doesn't realize how perfect she is. She doesn't realize what a glorious girl she is. She doesn't realize that every organ, action, function of her body works perfectly. And she has one little zit, maybe two, one little zit on her cheek or her forehead or something like that. And she says, Mom, I'm not beautiful anymore. Mom, I'm not wonderful anymore. Mom, what can I do? I'm going to a dance tonight and I got a zit. And Mom says, Sweetheart, you are the most beautiful girl in the world. And everybody knows it. Now, in ancient days, when women had zits, and they had zits a lot because they didn't have a way to cleanse their skin as much as they'd like to, they would put a little piece of mud on it, a little piece of something that would stick on it, and it'd be their mole. It'd be their beauty spot. And they thought of every zit on their face or their body, anywhere, as a beauty spot. It was something that would remind the world how beautiful they are and were and always will be. Now, sweetheart, you got a beauty spot there. And treasure it. Realize that that's your little beauty spot. Put the little piece of coloring on there, a little piece of mud on there, a little something on there. Call it your beauty spot. And if your boyfriend wants to kiss you, say, kiss me on the lips, not my beauty spot. You kiss me on my beauty spot, you take away my covering. And so, you're beautiful. You mean someone would kiss me at the zit on my face? Of course, sweetheart. Nobody sees that except you. You're the only one. And if you see it, everybody else is going to see it too. Now, if you put a little dab of mud on it or coloring on it, that's okay. But you really don't have to do anything. Just wash your face and go and have fun. Have fun. You don't put lipstick on your lips to make you look more beautiful. You put lipstick on your lips so when you kiss a guy, he's got the lipstick on him, and then everybody knows that you kissed. And it's just your way of showing off how attractive and desirable you are. Now, sweetheart, one little zit won't mean a thing to you or the world. And you just let it go. Just let it go. And don't worry about it. Don't be concerned about it. Everyone has little imperfections about them that they know, and the rest of the world really has no idea what's going on. They have no, how are you feeling today? Oh, you look so wonderful. You look so healthy. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Now, the last part of that is perfect. Glory, hallelujah. Nobody knows. And that's the way it should always be. Nobody knows the troubles you've seen. Nobody knows the difficulties you have in life. Nobody cares, because everybody thinks you are better than they are, that you're wonderful, that you're fantastic, that you're glorious, because everybody is looking at you in their best interest, in their best eyes, in their best thoughts. And when you can start looking at yourself that way, because it is done unto you according to your thoughts about yourself, your ideas about yourself, your dreams about yourself. So if you say to yourself, I'm whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, no matter what happens, boop, you're whole and perfect. And that is revealed in, through, and as you when you have the courage to speak up and say it. Sweetheart, you got a beauty spot. You don't have a zit. You don't have something that's negative. You have something in your skin that says, hey, I want to get out of here. Pop! I want to pop out. And so it's popping out. And now you don't have to do that. You only have things that want to pop out when you got things inside of you that say you're not nice. And would say, I don't like me. And that thought, I don't like me, was no way am I going to be in this body. I am not a thought that doesn't like me. I like me. And so I'm going to zit out of this body. And so then you press it and it pops right out. And then you just got a little red spot there. And the zit is gone. But the zit was a little thought that you had about yourself, that you didn't like yourself. And it's time to let it go. Let it be gone. Now, Nobody else knew that you didn't like yourself. Nobody else knew that you weren't a nice person. Nobody else knew that you had hang-ups inside of you except you. And if you're going to be so stupid to go around telling people you have something that you'd rather get rid of, tell people how wonderful you are. Oh, I went to the beauty shop this afternoon, and the beautician said, Madame, or young lady is natural, but Madame, you have such glorious skin, so beautiful, but I got this little spot here. Where? Oh, well, just a minute, I'll get my surgical knife and we'll cut it out and chop it away. No. That's right, no. Take it out of your mind. Release it, and it goes away. Release it, and it goes away. You press the pimple, and then it goes down into nothingness. Now, the zits don't want to be there. That's not natural. But they're there when you have a thought about yourself, that you don't like yourself, and you don't think that you're just the most wonderful person on earth. Now, you are the most wonderful person on earth. When are you going to start believing it? When are you going to start living in it? When are you going to start recognizing that of all the people on this earth, God as you, in you, chose you in your body to be here on planet Earth, just the way you are. Now, that doesn't mean you have to stay that way. Wouldn't you feel stupid going through life as an 80-year-old woman in a baby's body? Wouldn't that be absolutely outrageous? Well, that's what people think. You are born perfect at any point. You are expressing yourself perfectly at any point. Now, if you are a teenager, you express yourself with this awareness. So much awareness as a teenager. And when you're a young adult, then you have other awarenesses of your genius and your talents. And when you're a middle-aged person, then you're raising your children and you're sharing your values with your wife and your children or your husband and your children. And your values are unconditional love. Ooh, how wonderful. And then as you become older and you no longer have families that you have to tend to and you no longer have to have people that you have to make sure that they're doing the right thing, and then you just pay attention to yourself, you're going back to what you were when you started out, when you were a little child. You were only concerned about yourself. Now you're past middle age and you're at the point where you're only caring about yourself. Now that's beautiful. But don't think about the zits. Don't think about the red aardvark, you know. I say, don't think about a red aardvark, and then all of a sudden I say, now, red aardvark, you know about that? And you say, what's a red aardvark? Well, that's an anteater in Texas, you know. And sometimes they come in the color red, very rare. And you'll never forget them. It's not that they're good or bad, it's just that they're red, and they're different. And they're different from the other aardvarks that you see that are brown. Okay, so you think about a zit, and it's there, as long as you put it there. But when you take it away with your thought, if you are having such a good time with life, riding the roller coaster on a Ferris wheel or in the arms of your beloved, do you think of the zit? My goodness, if you do, what a silly person you are. Just remember, in anything you do in life, it's all a matter of where your consciousness is. And sweetheart, my darling daughter, don't worry about it. Just put your arms around your boyfriend and say, you're the nicest guy I have ever met. You don't have to kiss him even. And you won't think a thing about any imperfections. You won't think of how you cut your fingernail wrong and you left a jagged edge on it. You know, you won't think how you forgot to buff your nails and how you forgot to polish and clean underneath it. Look at all the landscape underneath your fingernails. My goodness sakes, what are you doing there? And you don't even think about that. You're working in the garden. Your hands are dirty. Your face is dirty. You're all muddy. And your sweetheart comes up to you and he bends over, or she bends over, and kisses you and snuggles you right there in the mud. And you say, oh, it's so wonderful. Well, sweetheart, that's what a zit is. It's something so wonderful. It's gone whenever you turn your attention to love. So turn your attention to the unconditional love that you are today, and you'll find that all those zits and all those things that once were a bother to you are no longer a bother to you because you are in charge. You're in charge of who you are and what you are and why you are and how you are. And we'll find some music here yet. And it's just wonderful to know that that's all what it's all about. Okay? Here's some blues. That's Mozart's Fantasy in K and F. How lovely it is. Thank you, Mozart. You're always coming through for me. You're always being exactly what I want whenever I want you. And I delight in you in my world, just like I delight in my purity, my wholeness, my perfection, and knowing that I am pure right now and forevermore. Right, sweetheart? You bet. You bet.